This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At Torchbearers, in my class with Al Maghrib Institute, we talk about a great female scholar by the name of Fatima al-Samarqandiya. She is a daughter of a great scholar as well, who wrote a very important book in the Hanafi fiqh called Tuhfat al-Fuqaha. And ironically, she married to also a student of knowledge who was chosen carefully by her father to marry her to him. And her mahar was that basically her husband will write an explanation for his book, Tuhfat al-Fuqaha, which is we still have until today. Her husband, by the way, has a title of King, the King of the Scholars, Malik al-Ulama, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he wrote a great books in the Hanafi fiqh that I personally benefited from it, as well as many, many, many scholars through the history. The point that I like to focus on in the class, that how her, her father and her husband supported her so much until she became the woman who she was. She reached to level that she became an advisor or give advice and a counselor to the king of Aleppo at that time, Nur al-Din Zinki, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So when she came even to Aleppo, the scholars of Aleppo came and they discussed with her certain issues and debated. And the end, they said, this woman is a very knowledgeable woman. She used to issue fatwa during her father's time, signed by her father and by herself. And when she got married, she used to issue a fatwa and it will be signed by her, then her husband's name. I mean, we're looking forward to see this today in our community, our society. Unfortunately, so many times when a sister get married, you know, her husband will take her away from all the good work that she used to do prior to marriage. You know, sometimes in my community, I wish that some of the sisters will not marry some of the brothers, because what happened in my experience after they get married, she's not allowed to talk, she's not allowed to organize events, she's not allowed to participate, she's not allowed to volunteer. And that really, it's a very negative things. But by studying the life of Fatima al-Samarqandiya, we found out that that's not the case. And because of that support that she got from her family, she became one of the greatest scholars that we have in our history when it comes to the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Looking forward to discuss more lessons from her life in my class, Torchbearers.